Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of The Little Things with Lindsay Ann. We are here on this fine, beautiful morning, and let me tell you, this is the first time that I've woken up relatively early. I've been waking up closer to like 9 in the mornings now. Today I was up at like 7, and as most of you know, I'm quite the morning bird. Typically have been the morning bird, but lately, I've been waking up later, and I had forgotten how peaceful it was to wake up so early in the morning when everything is kind of just still and the silence is just so peaceful. You can hear the birds chirping. I went outside and, oh my god, the air is so fresh and crisp. And the fall colors are finally starting to show. You see the red and the orange and the yellow. And there are leaves on the floor. And it takes me back to my childhood. I remember that when my parents used to bring me to school, I would not want to wear a jacket. Because I wanted to feel the cold. I wanted to feel the adrenaline that came with, facing the cold head on. And, looking back at it now, I'm like, wow, that was great training of the brain, because let's do something that makes it a little bit uncomfortable, And it was kind of a discipline in a sort of sense. And I love this type of weather. I love waking up in the morning because when everybody else is sleeping and everybody else is still kind of just getting out of bed, you've done so much. And it's a time to reset and to kind of, it sets your day, Waking up early in the morning, it's not for everybody, but I know for me, wake up in the morning, it's the time for me to ground myself, to really give myself the time of the day before anybody else, gets into the picture and adds on to my day. It's soothing. Thank you. And that will be all for today's episode of Little Things with Lindsay Ann. This is one of the shorter of the series. And love y'all. Bye-bye.